optimal minimalism. At this altitude, I can run flat out for a half mile before my hands start shaking.
Can I answer your personal question?
Now would have seemed an appropriate time.
What if I did the opposite?
I'm a cybernetic organism, living tissue over a metal endoskeleton.
Lee Tim Ferriss Show.
This episode is brought to you by Athletic Greens. I get asked all the time what I would take if I could only take one supplement. The answer is invariably Athletic Greens. I view it as all-in-one nutritional insurance. I recommended it, in fact, in the 4-Hour Body. This is more than 10 years ago, and I did not get paid to do so. With approximately 75 vitamins, minerals, and whole food-sourced ingredients, you'd be very hard-pressed to find a more nutrient-dense and comprehensive formula on the market. It has multivitamins, multimineral greens complex, probiotics and prebiotics for gut health, an immunity formula, digestive enzymes, adaptogens, and much more. I usually take it once or twice a day just to make sure I've covered my bases if I miss anything I'm not aware of. Of course, I focus on nutrient-dense meals to begin with. That's the basis. But Athletic Greens makes it easy to get a lot of nutrition when whole foods aren't readily available. From travel packets, I always have them in my bag when I'm zipping around. Right now, Athletic Greens is giving my audience a special offer on top of their all-in-one formula, which is a free vitamin D supplement and 5 free travel packs with your first subscription purchase. Many of us are deficient in vitamin D. I've found that true for myself, which is usually produced in our bodies from sun exposure. So adding a vitamin D supplement to your daily routine is a great option for additional immune support. Support your immunity, gut health, and energy by visiting athleticgreens.com/TFS. You'll receive up to a year's supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your subscription. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/TFS, as in Tim Ferriss Show. athleticgreens.com/TFS. This episode is brought to you by 5-Bullet Friday, my very own email newsletter. It's become one of the most popular email newsletters in the world with millions of subscribers, and it's super, super simple. It does not clog up your inbox. Every Friday, I send out 5 bullet points, super short, of the coolest things I've found that week, which sometimes includes apps, books, documentaries, supplements, gadgets, new self experiments, hacks, tricks, and all sorts of weird stuff that I dig up from around the world. You guys, podcast listeners and book readers, have asked me for something short and action-packed for a very long time, because after all, the podcast, the books, they can be quite long. And that's why I created 5-Bullet Friday. It's become one of my favorite things I do every week. It's free. It's always going to be free. And you can learn more at tim.blog/Friday. That's tim.blog/Friday. I get asked a lot how I meet guests for the podcast, some of the most amazing people I've ever interacted with. And little known fact, I've met probably 25% of them because they first subscribed to 5-Bullet Friday. So you'll be in good company. It's a lot of fun. 5-Bullet Friday is only available if you subscribe via email. I do not publish the content on the blog or anywhere else. Also, if I'm doing small in-person meetups, offering early access to startups, beta testing, special deals, or anything else that's very limited, I share it first with 5-Bullet Friday subscribers. So check it out, tim.blog/Friday. If you listen to this podcast, it's very likely that you'd dig it a lot. And you can, of course, easily subscribe anytime. So easy peasy. Again, that's tim.blog/Friday. And thanks for checking it out, if the spirit moves you. Hey guys, this is Tim Ferriss, and welcome to another episode of the Tim Ferriss Show. I'll keep this very short, as this is actually a subsection, a snippet from the last Tony Robbins episode. Many, many, many of you asked for a standalone podcast episode just for this particular exercise that he walks you through in real time. So, Tony Robbins, of course, you can say hello to him at Tony Robbins on all of the socials, and you should definitely check out I Am Not Your Guru, which is a documentary about Tony Robbins now available on Netflix, and much, much more. Say hi to him, but I'm going to keep this short, and please enjoy, and hopefully you will listen to many times this exercise, which so many people have found extremely helpful.
There's a scientific set of scientific studies that show that when your mind and your heart actually has hormones that affect the way your brain functions. It's not just your brain affecting your heart. They interact. When they're in alignment, human beings are able to resolve internal conflicts often the conflicts we have are between our conscious and unconscious mind, between our mind and our heart, often as an example. And if I were to put electrodes on your brain and on your heart, as you well know, an EEG and EKG, we can see that they're both in your normal state, pretty jagged up and down, and they don't look anything like each other. But if all you do is breathe, put your hands on your heart physically, and anyone listening, let's go ahead and do this right now in a second, but I'll first tell you what we're going to do. You put both your hands on your heart physically and you feel your heart. You put all your focus in your heart. You breathe into your heart and you feel gratitude for 2 minutes where you think of three events in your life you feel grateful for and you step in and feel it. At the end of 2 minutes, you are in what I call a beautiful state because I can look at your EEG and EKG and it's dramatic. First, they aren't jagged, they're rounded, but what's mind-boggling, and I'm sure you probably know this, Tim, they literally sync up. They become identical. They look like they're tracing each other. And when that happens, it's not just your mind. I always tell people, get in your head, you're dead. Your mind's great for strategy, but it'll never make you enjoy your life. It'll never let you enjoy the taste of an apple because it'll go, is it organic? Where did it come from? You know what I mean? Versus your heart, which can bring the juice of anything back to you. So what really I'm trying to do with everyone in this situation is I'm trying to show them how to line these up. And it's really easy. So if you want to do it right now and you want to test that it works, let's do this. And Tim, you can do this with me if you'd like to.
Sure.
Think of a situation. You might not have any in your life, Tim. You're so crazy in this area. And so on top of it, but most of us have situations where there are, for all of you listening, a place where you have some unfinished business.
Maybe, that's the story of my life, Tony.
Okay. Well, I mean, a story of all our lives, right? It's just being human, right? But it's a place where there's something that you should have handled and you haven't handled it with a person or a situation. It stresses you out. And so what we tend to do is focus on other stuff because we don't want to have to deal with that because it's stressful because it's, you know, it's painful. And so think of something that on a 0 to 10 scale where 10 is totally stressed out and 0 is not at all. Pick something that's unfinished business in your business or personal life with something or someone, and it's at least a 7, 8, 9, or a 10, just so you can see that this really works. Now, by the way, there are hundreds of ways to do this. I'm just going to give you this one because we can do it in 2 minutes, right? So I'm hoping, Tim, do you have one by chance?
I do.
You don't tell me the content. Okay, perfect. You don't have to tell me the content. No one has to tell us the content. All right, everyone, if you would, just for a moment, I don't have any music in the background, which I'd need to enhance this normally, but let's just do it. Put both your hands on your heart and physically breathe deep into your heart. And as you're breathing deep in your heart, feel the strength of your heart. Feel the power of your heart. Feel the beauty of your heart. What are you proud or grateful that your heart has guided you to do or to give or to feel or to enjoy? And feel the strength of your heart. Breathe into it. Feel the blood flow, the oxygen. And feel grateful for your heart first. Because think about it. You didn't have to earn this heart. It was given to you. You didn't have to prove your value or your worth. You didn't have to accomplish anything. Something loved you enough to give you the gift of life. And as long as this heart is beating, you have that gift and you live. It beats 100,000 times a day. It pumps blood through 60,000 miles of blood vessels. We put them end to end. They go around the earth twice at the equator. That's what's inside every one of us. And you don't have to think about it. What a gift. So as you breathe in your heart, feeling your powerful heart, I want you just for a moment, we're going to think of three, but just think first of one event in your life, one experience, one moment that you could feel so grateful for if you wanted to. A magic moment. A sacred moment, a sexy moment, a beautiful moment, a loving moment, any moment that really you could feel grateful for if you wanted to right now. And then step into that memory for a minute. Like step in your body as if you were there. See what you would have saw then as if you're there, or hear what you'd hear back then, or breathe the way you were breathing back then. And if you fill up with that sense of gratitude for that moment, how do you smile when you feel so grateful or so thankful? What's the look in your eyes? How do you breathe? What's the look in your face when you feel really, really grateful? And just fill it up. Fill up with gratitude. The reason we use gratitude, by the way, is the two emotions that mess us up most is anger and fear. And you know, you can't be grateful and angry simultaneously. It's the antidote. You can't be fearful and angry simultaneously. So fill up with the gratitude. Now think of a second moment you could feel truly grateful for. And again, breathe deep in your heart. Feel that power. Just think of any other moment. It could be from your childhood or adulthood. It could be last week. It could be today. It could be 10 years ago. Any moment that you could just truly feel like that was grace. That was magical. That was beautiful. That's magnificent. Something that gives you the feeling of tremendous gratitude if you really focused on it. Breathe it. Feel it. Enjoy it. Fill up with gratitude. Then finally, think of a third moment you can feel truly grateful for. Step in it, see it, feel it, be there. Feel the gratitude. What were you so grateful for? What are you grateful for? And then maybe throw one extra one in. Think of a coincidence. You know, we all love when life happens for us, not to us. We love coincidences because we didn't do anything. Something happened for us. You were going to do one thing and you met somebody that you developed a partnership with or became a friend or a lover or the love of your life, or maybe a business opportunity came from a coincidence or an insight came from a coincidence that's been so valuable in your life, something you're grateful for. What's the coincidence that led to something you're so grateful for? And feel the gratitude for that. And was it a coincidence or were you guided? Now, as you breathe in your heart, you've been doing this for about 2 minutes. Keep breathing. Keep feeling it, feeling grateful. Let's use this state to solve the problem state. So the easy way to do that is keep breathing your heart. Stay out of your head, in your heart. And think of that situation that's unfinished business that stressed you out in the past. But keep breathing this beautiful state and ask yourself this question. Ask yourself, all I need to focus on in that situation, all I need to focus on, all I need to remember is what? Your heart knows. All I need to focus on, all I need to remember, all I need to do in that situation is what? Your heart knows the answer. All I need to focus on, all I need to remember, all I need to do is, and then your heart probably knows the answer. I've done this a million times, not every one of you, but in a normal room, I'd have some people say, raise your hand if you've got that answer. And 98, 99% of people usually do, even with this simple technique. And you know what to do, what's next.
Hey guys, this is Tim again. Just a few more things before you take off. Number one, this is 5 Bullet Friday. Do you want to get a short email from me? Would you enjoy getting a short email from me every Friday that provides a little morsel of fun before the weekend? And 5 Bullet Friday is a very short email where I share the coolest things I've found or that I've been pondering over the week. That could include favorite new albums that I've discovered. It could include gizmos and gadgets and all sorts of weird shit that I've somehow dug up in the world of the esoteric as I do. It could include favorite articles that I've read and that I've shared with my close friends, for instance. And it's very short. It's just a little tiny bite of goodness before you head off for the weekend. So if you want to receive that, check it out. Just go to 4hourworkweek.com. That's 4hourworkweek.com, all spelled out, and just drop in your email and you will get the very next one. And if you sign up, I hope you enjoy it.